justice, no peace.
No 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 justice.
Saudi Arabia.
Stop supporting Saudi Arabia.
Stop supporting MBS.
Stop supporting MBS.
Stop supporting MBS.
Stop supporting MBS.
Shame, shame, USA.
Shame, shame, USA.
Shame, shame, USA.
Shame, shame, USA.
Everybody look at Firo.
Children.
Stop killing Yemeni 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 children.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we are gathered in front of the U.S. Embassy here, the country that was built on war crimes, atrocities against the native aboriginals, and they continue to spread hate, war crimes in the world, destabilization. And, you know, we know Mr. Tyrant Trump. We've seen his rhetoric and his speeches all the time, spreading evil, supporting evil regimes, dictator regimes, and we are standing here in solidarity against them. I myself, Canadian Independence for Human Rights, for us on the gym, will stand against the US policies at all times, especially because they're spreading so much hate in the world. So we have a sister called Aza Rujbi. She's a Tunisian social justice activist living in Vancouver. She just flew in yesterday from Vancouver to come here to stand in solidarity with the people of Yemen in the fourth year anniversary of this illegal Saudi coalition war that's Western armed and backed. And she's also part of the committee of an organization called MAWU, and it's called Mobilization Against War and Occupation. And she's also an author of an upcoming book called U.S. and Saudi Arabia War on the People of Yemen. So we will let her speak now, and please give her a round of applause for coming out all the way from Vancouver, please.
Bravo!
Shukran, thank you. Thank you. I'm here today representing a lot of people in Vancouver that support and stand with the people of Yemen. I'm representing Mobilization Against War and Occupation. We're an anti-war coalition mixed with a lot of workers, students, union, people from different communities. And it's important that I came here today, even though my flight got canceled, I had to take a bus from Montreal. It was a crazy journey to get here, but it was really, really important because as this United States government works closely with the Canadian government here, we also have to work closely with each other. They are all the time working closely against us. They are planning, this Canadian government is planning with the United States government, with Saudi Arabia in this war on Yemen. Wow. There's no way Saudi Arabia could have carried the war on Yemen without the military, the logistical, the political support that the United States has offered them and also that Canada has offered by continuing to sell arms to Saudi Arabia. The jeeps that we saw earlier, that is not the only arms sale actually Canada has with Saudi Arabia. That is one example. Canada sells rifles, Canada sells all sorts of other weapons, snipers. All those things are being sold even now that there is no relations. Canada still sells weapons to Saudi Arabia.
Down, down, USA!
This is very, as I was saying, this is our chance, us being here, us uniting, me from Vancouver coming all the way here. I heard some people from Toronto, from Montreal, from Kitchener. This is very important because we come to Ottawa, the hearts of politics. We're standing in front of the heart of the empire, the United States government, embassy in Canada. And this is where we bring our voice because we know what they're doing in Yemen is part of a whole, this new era of war and occupation that they're trying to gain more hegemony in our countries, in North Africa, in the Middle East. They started it in Iraq, in Afghanistan, they've done it in Libya, they're doing it in Syria. This is, Yemen is not isolated. They're trying to put more Afghanistan. They're trying to put more and more of their hegemony of the United States government in this area, in our region. But also Canada is working very, very closely to them. Yes, the example of Venezuela is now under attack. That's really important too. So that is why we need to unite all our voices. And I'm really, really happy for this has been organized today, because it has been 4 years of unjust, cruel, inhuman war that is going on that doesn't even get little coverage on CBC. And also shame on CBC for
shame
not covering this.
Shame on CBC!
Shame on mainstream media! So it is important that, as I can see here, everybody taking pictures, taking photos, it's important that we put our voices out there, because clearly CBC does not want this voice. CBC does not want the voice of Canadians and people living in Canada that are standing up against more war and occupation, that are standing up against 4 years of inhuman, cruel bombing that Saudi Arabia and the UAE and their coalition supporting, but this imperial U.S. embassy and the Canadian government here. So thank you all for coming here today. Thank you for inviting me and invite our organization, Mobilization Against War and Occupation in Vancouver, to join you. I'm sending you here all the love and greetings and solidarity from all of us in Vancouver. Thank you.
The people united will never be defeated.
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 Stop arming Saudi Arabia.
Stop arming Saudi Arabia.
Stop arming Saudi Arabia.
Stop arming Saudi Arabia.
Stop killing innocent children.
Stop killing innocent children.
Stop killing innocent children.
Stop killing innocent children.
We are proceeding towards the parliament hill, and